Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Finally got a set of AirPods. Very excited. The other brand that I had, the Jabra Active Elites. Look, they were great headphones. I think they were best for probably an Android or anything not iPhone, because the performance with the AirPods, everything's faster, it's seamless. I mean, I don't know. Jabra, the only thing they're really good for is it's really difficult for them to fall out. But honestly, everything else, I just did not like it. Music was okay, but they didn't get as loud as these even. So, I don't know. I'm not going to try to crap on the Jabras too much. But I just got done waiting in traffic. Oh my goodness, where I'm staying right now is... They're paving. And it's kind of like a one way in, one way out, or else you have to go a lot longer around. And they're doing some painting, so they're all high and mighty about their stripes. And I'm excited to do a podcast. And I'm excited, number one, about like just being productive, being more productive. I find myself distracted. I found myself getting just the minimums done and the things that are urgent, but there's so much opportunity each day, and I almost sometimes wonder, do I have too much going on, like on too many channels? Because, you know, I should be building just a PAL or a PDE. And those of you who haven't figured it out, I've been like freestyling about it. My name is Paul David Erickson. Okay. this isn't even PDE07. Oh my goodness. See? I'm all over the place. Good Lord. This is Last Frontier Team podcast. You'll have to forgive me. I just, sitting in traffic, I just got done doing some organization there on the phone. And, oh my goodness, excuse me. Heading to do a dog walk. I'm not looking forward to finishing my dad's vehicle. It's been something I had to take back apart. It's being a pain in the butt. It's a seal that's leaking, so before I go all the way back together again, I gotta make sure I have the right seal, which I'm pretty sure is the right one before. But it fits a little bit loose. Ooh, remind me not to come up this way. Good Lord. There's two roads. I'm up on the hillside in Anchorage, and hear that singing to you. It's V6. So there's kind of an upper hillside route to get back up north, or there's a down the hill to the highway. So it's kind of cool. There's two ways, but I can see right now that going up the hill is not going to be the ticket. But they're just painting, hopefully to be done by the time I get back up there. But I'm here to talk about Summit. I did some podcasting yesterday or the day before, or something. I tried to record. Phone is kind of messing up, and I ended up kind of droning on and on. I wanted to talk about Summit. Man, it was incredible. So those of you who are following along, and like I said, I think the title is what is grabbing all of the plays on the first episode, and I gotta change that, guys. I'm sorry, I just gotta change it. I love the title, but you know, growing our direct selling business, I guess, is what I'll have to name it, which is fine. That's what we're involved with, consumer market. We basically distribute consumer products. We're in the direct selling business, direct to consumer, and it's awesome, guys. We work in marketing. We're direct to consumer, distributing consumer products, direct to consumer. Some of the biggest brands in the world, biggest brands in the country, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of my compelling story, you know. So first of all, let's do this. Let's talk about Summit. Then I want to talk about my revised compelling story. Because you got to have something you say in conversation that might pique somebody's interest. And then on the other hand, when you're actually taking action, picking up the phone, it's like one thing you need to say, in my opinion. So let's do that. And I'll change the title to my podcast here soon. I want it to describe what we're doing, but not be infringing on any copyright stuff. So Anyways, guys, got to get everything in gear, everything above board, operate with a clear conscience. If you're going to do something big in life, you can't have a guilty conscience, right? So I'm going to hang this up, and we're going to start off with talking about Summit. So back at it. Summit was, of course, the end of the fiscal year celebration for achievement in our business. You reach different levels of business volume, and you do that for 6 months. It's for how you qualify for different PIN levels, different pay scales, different things open up for you, bonuses. And we had four couples that went diamond, which means they had six different organizations part of their business that were at the 7,500 point level for 6 months. And they went diamond, so big celebration. It's a very rare thing for somebody to go diamond statistically, but it's not rare at all for somebody that makes a decision and literally just, out in faith, love people and work. But basically what Mark Nathan said, dream big, love people, work hard, trust God, because it's really a combination of those things. So we're excited about what we're going to be doing moving forward, but just to kind of zoom in on Summit, it was a tough time getting out of town. We had a lot of things going on in our pet care business, a lot of moving parts we had to secure. Everything coalesced right before we got to the airport. I felt a little rushed. I was a little bit scatterbrained. Definitely didn't think about a couple things. And of course, would have planned the trip differently as well, but we're not going to go into all of that. Basically had such tight connections. We flew to Seattle, then to Dallas, then to Greensboro. And by the way, it was a fun trip. It was a long trip, but man, I'd do it again in a heartbeat. We got to get some more money coming in so we can get better tickets, get airline tickets. Anyways, guys, we flew Alaska to Seattle to Dallas, and then we had a connection. Anyway, we had a scare because if we had missed our flight, we would have had to pay a rebooking fee because we didn't book through the airline. We booked through some of those third-party crap. I'm telling you what, man. And also, we could have had a discount in our hotel, but since we booked and paid through the third-party app, but that's neither here nor there because we would have paid more booking direct. Anyway, so I'm getting to my destination here, but I'll get back on the recording here after a little bit. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Yeah, this is going much faster. When I hit record on the Jabra, it takes like a second or two because it has to activate the Bluetooth. So we have these AirPods. My recommendation as far as AirPods, if you have an iPhone, get the earbuds or whatever. If you have the iPhone, get the AirPods. If you don't have an iPhone, then I would probably get the Jabras, I guess, but whatever else is best for your phones. There are ones that German Shepherd down the street. I'm walking Chama, who, if you've tuned in before, she's a dog that's very dog indoor, other animal reactive. Sometimes reactive to vehicles as well, but and we love to go walking on the trails, but we can't because the dog is off leash. And although it could have the owner restrain her dog, but Tama just becomes unglued as we get closer, so it's just not worth the... We're going up the other way, which is just more road, so forgive all the street noise, but
So my wife and I, we made all of our connections. We got there, got settled into our hotel, went out and had an okay meal. We kind of a bad recommendation from the thing, from the hotel, one of the people at the front desk. And then we proceeded to get an argument. And so that was that. The next day, we actually slept in, which was actually nice. We went and had lunch or did something. I can't remember what we did for lunch that day. Maybe we just got food at the conference at the function. Anyway, we should get in line. We stay in line for an hour or so. It was hot. Tons of people. Finally get in, get some seats way up at the nosebleeds. And but we got to see the whole thing. It was incredible. There's actually people that were on buses that couldn't get there. So Friday night was great. Lots of good speakers. Just being there was great for me. I pretty much got what I needed from the conference just by being there, because you got to be able to identify and think like, hey man, if I was a Ruby running tremendous volume in our business, making five, six, seven grand a month with bonuses, and then I'm also, let's say, I'm still dog walking, right? And I'm making 30 grand a year doing that or something, just to kind of offset things like that. And that's how you got to think about yourself when you're talking to people. Chama. Sorry guys, I don't need to be so stern, but she responds to, you gotta be stern with her, girl. So I'm not gonna walk along this major road, so we're gonna turn around here. Come on, Chama, this way. We'll just stroll around. But yeah, so we get there, anyways, we get the, done that night. A great evening. We actually slept through the morning part of the conference. It took forever to get to sleep. And I did feel bad about that for a little bit, but we got up, got everything squared away, got there at time for things kicking off, because there's a break in between. And awesome. Whoops. Let's see here. It was just really cool. The whole, there was four diamonds, so the whole night was diamond celebration. And then ended with Larry and Pam talking. And we got out of there early and went to have a wonderful meal at Jake's Diner, which ended up being our favorite place. It was cheap, good food, fast, right near our hotel. So did that. Sunday morning, we actually did not make it to the non-denominational worship service, which is really the highlight of what LTD does, because Larry and Pam and all the diamonds, you know, they believe in the word and, you know, hey, you need to heal, girl. And so, yeah, they like to share about Jesus Christ, and it's optional. It's not part of the LTD conference, so it's pretty cool. People came to know the Lord, which, you know, is, I don't know what that means to you, but it's, there's not a lot of businesses out there and companies that are doing that, you know. Even if you don't agree with that faith, it's still pretty amazing to see and something involved in a business that, you know, it's what's important to them. Chama, would you stub your butt down? Sunday ended, we got a tough time with our RF line, Jeff and Andrea, and some people who just have to rush out of town, because most people hop on a bus, hop on a car, they're driving back, you know, they got to get back to work. And we took the next day, actually left Tuesday, had a wonderful time with our upline, cross line, just kind of talking with folks, reconnecting, and I was able to help the mechanics best, even so it's cool to serve. did sleep in again, we were kind of actually on budget instead of paying for the trip. So we were going to head downtown, but everywhere we were going was Uber. So it was just adding, the steps were starting to pile up. So we slept in again, had a nice breakfast. They're all packed and everything. We were watching movies in the hotel room. That was fun. And we had our moments all that time. But it was good for us to get out of town. While we were gone, one of our dog walkers retired. Actually lost a pair of our dogs, which was disconcerting to say the least. But this all happened while we were in the air on the way to Greensboro. And when we landed, we got some text saying they lost it, and then a couple of other pairs. Which is a story in itself of God. They could have been gone forever, and that's actually what they're our best dog walking clients. So I'm very thankful for that. So we had a nice morning Tuesday, got to the airport early, caught our flight to Detroit, which was really short. Got some sandwiches there, and it was just really cool to go and do that. Okay, sorry about that. I was walking up. The dog run up here was up there. I didn't want to keep talking to myself. Chatted with them for a second. So the rest of Summit was just, the rest of that day, we flew back. Met a guy on that flight from, I guess it was Detroit to Seattle. That's right. Really nice fella. Gave him the card. To connect up with this and just enjoying it, guys. Got back finally. We had a three hour layover in Seattle. So we got a last bite to eat and finally got back. Just our dogs were, you know, it was great to see our dogs and our son, of course. You know, we're talking to him on the phone, but you know, and the pups and pet things to leave town. Things keeps making a sound. I'm not sure what it is. But so it was a great time. Just a wonderful time. We're just running back. A lot of the dogs we get lost. Everything in our house worked out great. In fact, we had a client dog there really well. Had good clients and left me experience because their house is at a different job, so nothing I can do that again. The plan moving forward is for Cheryl really to hang out. And if, when we have a team in place, we'll just do it really, really quickly in March. We kind of went all out this trip, you know, make sure we could stay longer. And so we really should have gone home Monday. I would have saved us a bunch. But it was fun. It was a good time. We just figured out the next actual vacation we take needs to be like an all-inclusive type of go somewhere, be at a hotel. You know, everything was included. You know, we're not feeling like we're getting the game done. We got Uber, going out to eat, you know. So, if you're ever excited, and we'll all be flying in, flying out, hosting new people trying to get all kinds of seeds on here. Oops. Alright, sorry guys, I gotta pick all these seeds off for. It's okay. Come on, John. Hey. No. No bark. That's pretty much it. Summit was a great time. Got just active. I could go on and on about each diamond stories and the celebration. But it was special to be there. I was tearing up big time during the last one. Paul and Logan, so you know, just really related to your story. I've known of him for a long time, and it took him a while, so I was just about to choose him. celebrate. Just, you know, healthy. That's what it takes. Succeed in this business, you have to be in the business of serving yourself. What's that about you? Anyway, guys, I'm gonna hang out. And, okay, here we are. Just deleted my first attempt. My wife gave me a call, and I honestly had no idea what I was saying or where or when I was saying it. So the next thing I want to talk about is a compelling story, and what this is used for is, for instance, we were on the plane. A gal had a service dog. We mentioned, oh my goodness, we own a pet sitting and dog walking company. Boom. That's pretty much our compelling story. It's intriguing, it's unique, people are excited to hear about dog stories, and that's pretty much it. Now, when you say something like, and we also work in marketing, working with a mentorship and coaching program that teaches people how to develop a secondary income, separate and away from what they're doing full time. We're pursuing this more and more just because we don't have any margin in our life, slash we wanted a way to help people. We wanted a way to kind of give back to the business community. So that's kind of a compelling story of sorts where someone would say, oh my goodness, like, wow, I've been looking for something like that. I've been looking for mentorship. I've been looking for coaching. I've been looking to do something on the side, secondary. Boom. But when you're making a phone call or whatever, it's a little bit more simple where, or when you're out and about and you're just simply saying, you come across somebody sharp, say, hey man, you have a great attitude and you seem pretty ambitious. Are you looking for any other opportunities right now? Are you keeping your options open for any other opportunities outside of what you're doing full time? That's it, guys. After whatever they say is going to lead you in the directions it'll lead you, where I absolutely am, man. To be honest, I'm sick of this job. I wanted to be an entrepreneur for years. And you can say, great, man. One of the things we do is we are working with a mentorship and coaching program that helps people to start their own business, to set up a secondary income through a business of their own. How do you do that? What do you do? I mean, you know, you can talk about social commerce and help businesses, we're helping companies transition online. You know, and so that's pretty much it. And if you really want to get specific, you could say we distribute consumer products direct to consumer, you know? And it's not, if someone makes a snap judgment, like, oh, I'd never want to do that. Well, that's not who you're looking for. But they say, man, that sounds interesting. How do you guys do? What do you do? You say, well, great, man. The best thing to do for us is to actually just sit down and kind of have a little interview / coffee meeting where, you know, we only have the ability to work with one or two folks a month. And so we do interview and make sure everything's a good fit. Obviously, we want to be in business with people we like. So if we meet and you think I'm a jerk, then so that's that introduces you to the QI. And these QIs, the more posture you build up, the more of an interview you build up, the more confirming you're going to do, the less no-shows you're going to have. But guess what? There's still going to be people that don't show up or whatever. And then it's just repeating that, guys. Repeating. When people connect with it, you can show them the whole plan, however you want to do it. We're in the process of developing our own weekly meeting up here. When we start that weekly meeting, we're never going to stop. And, you know, we want to have a solid amount of IBOs that would commit to it. And also, I would want to make sure if it was just us paying for it, what it would cost us per month. You know, just regular business stuff. It doesn't cost much to rent a meeting room every week. But you want to do it wisely, not do start and stop. But other than that, guys, that's it. That's a compelling story, you know. Mentorship and coaching, basically a secondary source of income, help people start their own business. And, you know, the next thing I think I was going to talk about, but I've already talked about it, is when you're actually making phone calls or actually you actually want to engage somebody. You know, it's the three laws of the invite. And I think let's do that as another segment because I think that's important to cover. I always forget to use them. And you can run into trouble if you don't. So here it is, guys. Last Frontier team coming at you.
Okay, so we're talking about the three laws of the invite, which when you look at the old school way we used to think about it, be contact, invite, show the plan, follow up, right? Contact somebody, which means you just met them, you got a name and a number, you have some rapport. Whoops, and there goes almost all my coffee. Luckily, it wasn't that much. This thing needs to be cleaned anyway. Just gonna dump that floor mat out when we get back. All good, folks. All good. Whoops. Contact and then invite would be the when you'd actually call them on the phone and say and ask them if they're looking, pretty much. Now, before, it would be if anyone had was a shred of looking, you'd basically just try to book them into a plan, right? Where you'd spend 45 minutes to an hour, maybe at the most. You know, I had it shaved down pretty good. But what we've learned in LTD is, hey, let's just do an interview. Let's do a really quick preliminary meeting, mainly to get to know the person, and then to give them a 30,000-foot idea of what we do. Some people don't jive with the idea. You know, they're like, oh, this doesn't really seem like something I want to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's okay. That's what you're looking for. This is not going to be everybody's cup of tea, if you know what I mean. Now, you'd think it would be, but it's just not. So some people are looking to start a lawnmower company or something. Some people are wanting to, you know, make investments and trade stocks, and they thought you were talking about this. That's why it's okay to allude to a little bit of what we do with the social commerce and this and that. But ultimately, guys, it's saying, hey, you know, once people understand that it's an opportunity that they might have an interest in, then it's a matter of them basically following instructions. Like, not like, you know, you're a jerk and you're like trying to be their boss, but it's like, you know, hey man, look, this is the way we have to do it is, you know, not, you shouldn't even have to get to that point, really. If you have a good attitude and people are like, man, let's do it, let's get together. People know for something serious, they need to have a business meeting. Something not serious is something you can just chit-chat about over the phone and kind of hem and haw, you know? So the three laws of the invite are, number one, be excited. Don't get on the phone or don't talk to people kind of just blah, blah, blah. I work in marketing, listen to mentorship and coaching. Sounds like you're basically bored out of your mind. Just sound excited, sound enthusiastic, but not over the top, of course. You know, but be enthusiastic about the vision you have. The fact, back of your mind, you know you're going to be able to help these people. And they can feel it, you know? Two is personalize the invite, which, like when you're out and about in a business setting and you see somebody with a great attitude or dress sharp or just find anything to really compliment them on. And you could be like, hey, you know, I really enjoyed how you dealt with those customers, you know. Do you ever keep your options open for anything else on the side to do? Or, you know, mainly do you, man, you seem really sharp in it, you know. I really appreciate how you dealt with that customer. Do you ever look for anything else? Do you ever look for any opportunities? You know? Do you ever look for any opportunities outside of what you're doing full time? And because I said, man, I like your ambition. I like how you're this. I like how you're that. It allows them to be, okay, well, that's why he's talking to me. He's in, on the converse from just saying, hey, look, man, you're looking, that's great. Nothing's wrong with that. But it helps people kind of understand, like, okay, he's selecting me. He's not just asking everybody he sees, you know? So that's that. The third law is giving them an option to say no. Say, are you ever keeping your options open for anything else to do? Or is your plate full right now? That helps on the phone. That helps more of like in a shot in the dark setting where you're just saying, hey, look, calling you. This is a shot in the dark. Are you looking for any opportunities? By the way, it's okay if you're not. And then they can say, you know what, I really appreciate the call. We're just not right now. You know, in case they're uncomfortable and they can't say no. You don't want them wasting your time showing up to stuff because they can't, they don't have the ability to say no. So help people say no. That's it, guys. I just got home. I'm going to get on here, get inside and get some things done. God bless. Last Frontier team, keep it up. Over and out. Diamond.